The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Open the phones at 770-5633, 770-KMED. We can talk about anything we talked about this week or beyond, or even what's on your mind about the budget. Are you all worried about the government shutdown? I actually have a list of everything that gets shut down, and it's an interesting list here. We'll talk about that a little bit later, one way or the other. But there is a story that has been bubbling underneath the fold here. I've not been able to confirm this, but someone delivered, or else it was delivered by mail. I'm not sure how it came in. There is an anonymous letter that came into the radio station. Of course, I love anonymous letters, but it's an anonymous letter that went to a bunch of people, everything from the DOJ to the district attorneys to the city managers and the television station, sent it to us, sent it to Richard Emmons at the Oregon Eagle, Rogue Valley Times. Everybody got a copy of this thing. And it has to do with video cameras in the public restrooms. Now, it's respectfully submitted by a person or people calling themselves citizens of Grants Pass. All right. And it says, be advised that the city of Grants Pass, Oregon is unlawfully, intentionally, knowingly, voluntarily, and recklessly violating the law and Oregon Revised Statute 163.700, whereby invading the personal privacy and the public's expectation of reasonable privacy in a bathroom. Not only is the city violating the law, they have explicitly, willfully, knowingly, and blatantly, boy, they put a lot of LYs in their descriptions, they have ignored a written letter sent to them previous to this official complaint, notifying them of a potential public complaint to be filed in the court law against the city. Further, this notice shall serve as an official public request for an investigation into the assertion and claim, and if proven, cameras are operating in a private bathroom on public property without consent of each user or by operation of law, otherwise therefore holding the city manager and mayor directly liable for a misdemeanor crime charge of multiple counts since the construction of these public restrooms. The three Grants Pass public restrooms are located in the following sites. Corner of 5th Street and H Street. There's another one, corner of 7th Street and G Street. And in Baker Park, adjacent to the entryway of the main parking area. Additionally, citizens have attempted to block the video camera and its operation and recording by placing tissue paper in the slit of the middle of the metal box located directly above the head toilet. And on at least three or four occasions, the tissue has been removed within 24 hours. Most likely from city staff, this has happened at the G and H Street locations. The public is demanding the city to cease and desist of such illegal acts and to publish a public apology on its city website, social media pages, and purchase an advertisement, maximum 1/4 page size, in the city press, the Courier, apologizing to the public for its egregious condoning of such perverted, disrespectful, deceitful, and illegal activity. The cameras must be removed within 30 days receipt of this letter, or a criminal complaint will be filed in a suit against the city of Grants Pass. Respectfully submitted, citizens of Grants Pass. Okay. A friend of mine just text messaged me and said maybe they just want everybody to wash their hands. That makes me laugh. All right. And now it could. Now, seriously, the idea of going into a public restroom and having a camera on you is probably not real helpful. Now, they sent a picture. They sent a picture of one of the sites here, and I'll hold it up to the Facebook Live camera. This is the inside of one of the stalls. I'm wondering if this is one of these homeless, if these are bathrooms that are used a lot by the homeless. So there's one, and they're circling the little stainless steel box at the top, and it does have a slit in it. And they then did, although, by the way, friend, don't worry about the hand washing because you can even see clearly in the picture that there is a hand sanitizer little spout there. So even if you don't wash your hands, you can still get some ethanol, some alcohol on your hands. But anyway, they did another picture in which they zoomed in, and this is the alleged camera with a slit in it, and it appears to be a security box that is around the camera. It does appear that I can see a lens through this. And the people who anonymously sent this this letter to me, though, are claiming that people would try to put toilet paper in the slit of the metal box with the camera, the alleged camera in it, and then it would get removed by city workers. This is their claims. It's all anonymous here. But it's an interesting little exercise, a little thought process here. I'm looking at the way the box is pointed, and it does appear to be pointed over. It's like over the stall. It doesn't appear to be looking down into the stalls. It would appear to be looking over the stalls. I don't know. Having not seen this bathroom myself, I'm thinking that what this... Oh, this looks like one of those really expensive toilets. It does have kind of the look of the bunker toilet. And it looks like almost like a jail cell around it with some ventilation up there on top of it, like some ventilation grids, that sort of thing. Are these those $150,000 toities that we have here in Southern Oregon now? That's the new hot trend. And what I'm wondering, though, is if there's anybody that could comment on this in the know, are those cameras? It looks like a camera to me. These people are claiming it's cameras. And if they are cameras, are they just kind of looking up high to see who is coming into the bathrooms because there's been such a problem with vandalism? That's the challenge that we have with public restrooms right now, and especially with a drug-addicted, raving homelessness coddling, you know, that we have here in Southern Oregon, that everybody says, okay, you have to have a restroom for the drug-addicted homeless to go to. Because otherwise, we're going to drag you back in court. You know, that sort of thing. You're being mean to them. But on the other hand, does it mean that you have to have the very expensive public bathrooms destroyed on a routine basis? Could that be what we're talking about? I don't know. Next time I go to Grants Pass, maybe the next few days, I'll take a look at this. But this has gone out to all the media. And whether or not there is something to this, has there anybody that has used these three restrooms? Corner of 5th and Street, 5th Street and H Street, 5th and H, 7th and G, or in Baker Park? Anybody use the Baker Park restroom? You go to the park. I mean, have you even noticed this this box? Does it look like a camera to you? Is there a problem if all it's doing is aimed up high? Now, if it's sitting down looking into your stall, I think everybody would agree. That would be bad. I wouldn't like that. That's probably the most sensitive. The last thing I want to see out on the internet is me on any kind of toilet. Probably you two, especially in the process of making a grumpy or whatever the case might be. All right, but what do we know? Who is out there? I'm looking for some suggestions from the Southern Oregon jury. Do we have cameras in these toilets? And is this something which is just common? Because the pictures look like that. I can't confirm it right now. And given the fact that they're supposedly notifying the city legally, city probably doesn't want to talk about this either. I don't know. But there we go. There is our big controversy for today, cameras in the toilets. This is the Bill Myers Show.
One of each K4VIN01.
KMED.
You're hearing the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
Oh, I just had someone who was going to come on and explain what these things were going on at the... at the Grants Pass restrooms. By the way, Bryce, go ahead and you wanted to weigh in on this too.
You know, I was walking by, I was hearing you talking about these cameras in the loose, if you will.
Now, these were alleged cameras.
Okay. Right. So I was kind of curious, are they professionally installed cameras, or are these some pervert type kind of cameras that, and you showed me the photo, so I would say that if, yes, in fact, there is a camera in there, cool. Not cool, but I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Now, the thing is, we have found out from a caller who did not stay on, though, and said, Bill, what those are, they are not cameras, even though they look like lenses, because you can see like a lens peeking out through there.
Okay.
He says that that's actually a motion detector to turn the lights on. Which makes perfect sense.
So I would ruin it, because you know how I am. You are like flashlights. I am tape.
You take tape everywhere with you?
Everywhere I go. I mean, I go to Grover's, regardless if I need it or not, I buy one roll of electrical tape. I find some other kind of tape, I have tape coming out my ears.
Uh-huh.
If you get nervous about this kind of thing and you're going to take a picture of it because you think it's kind of crazy and somebody's got a camera in there, just tape it up.
Well, that's what they were. What the complaint was saying here from the anonymous, respectfully submitted Citizens of Grants Pass letter is that they were saying that people would put toilet paper in it and then it would be removed by workers afterwards.
Okay. Well, so we also were thinking that maybe it was kind of the mango shooter.
Yeah. We're thinking about it. We call it the mango shooter, but you know, the things that take the little can of spray to cover up the unmentionable unpleasantness.
Which is why I can't stand mango.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's in
We used to love to eat mango, except the stuff that we have here at the radio station is mango.
Goodbye, mango.
Yeah, and it's like, we swear off mango now. All right, so according to this one caller, though, it is definitely where these are turning on the lights. So if you were to stuff toilet paper in there, it'll keep the lights from coming on. So that's not good.
Right.
All right.
Tape it like I would. So same thing. But then again,
this and the papers have been sent to everybody. Everybody who was anybody got it. And so I thought, okay, it's kind of interesting. That's why I asked. So,
well, I would take my tape off after I left.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, it would only be protecting me because, I mean, I'm all about me.
Yeah, because we get it. You don't want public restrooms that are like kind of an unofficial Airbnb, porno site, that kind of thing.
Is that a thing?
They talk about how it's been really rough and Airbnb has had to do some crackdowns on this that so many people. If you're a pervert, you just rent your property out there and then just hide cameras everywhere.
Another day, another story. Man, I got one for you later on sometime.
Okay, will do. Okay. So there we go. It appears that, according to one caller, it is a motion detector, which makes perfect sense to me. So they're getting all excited and saying, all right, we need to sue the city of Grants Pass, get the DOJ involved in this one. And I'm sure the managers over in Grants Pass are going, oh, what the heck? Now what? Let me go to line two. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome. Hello?
Hello, this is David.
David.
Hello, this is David. Yeah, David Lockman, Grants Pass. I was just going through town and pulled into Baker Park, and they built, there is a new funny bathroom they built there maybe a year ago. I looked in there. I didn't see anything like that anywhere. You know, I only looked for a couple minutes, but there sure isn't one at Baker Park, unless I totally missed it.
Yeah, it's like a little stainless steel box. Looks to be about a 4 or 5 square inch stainless steel box in the upper part by one of the windows on one of these pictures of one of them. And of course, now other people are telling me, and it makes perfect sense, that it turns on the lights.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and when I did walk up to it, the lights went on, but I didn't see any box around. So, So who knows?
Yeah, there we go. So I think we can be a little more relaxed that we are able to relieve ourselves in peace, I hope. Anyway, hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome. Hello?
Hey, Bill. Lucretia.
Hey, Lucretia, what's going on?
I was wondering if you got some new type of coffee for yourself.
Why is that?
Because I have never heard you speaking so fast.
Oh.
You're just like... Brrr.
Oh, well, sometimes I'm talking fast. It's just the way it is. It's the way my mind works. I could be getting more... No, it's the same. It is the absolute same coffee that I've had before.
Okay. Yesterday and today, it's just like, wow.
All right. Well, I'm sorry if I'm speaking too rapidly. I guess I'm channeling my inner, what's that that fella at national talk show hosts? Little young guy.
Gosh, okay, I'm going to give you one since you have such a brain.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Let me go to line four. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Pete, North Valley.
How are you?
Yeah, doing quite well. I was thinking the paranoia side of me was saying, it sounds like this bathroom thing could be a commercial air freshener.
Well, that's what I thought, too. That's why we called it the mango shooter here.
Exactly. Uh-huh. I mean, it's like, you know, but the paranoid side of me would say it has to have some nefarious purposes besides.
Of course, Pete. Of course.
Freshening the dump, you know.
Yeah. Now, I'm looking at it because according to their close-up of the box, it does appear to have a lens-type thing or a little hole in it. But yeah, a motion detector would qualify. But actually, I don't even think there'd be a problem with a camera in a public bathroom as long as it is above the stalls and you're able to kind of see like who's coming in And if you end up having some really bad drug dealing going on or something else, maybe authorities would tend to know about that. But I'm sure the ACLU would then say that you have a constitutional right to be having sex in the public bathroom along with dealing drugs out of it. So I don't know where that would go.
I'm not sure how sideways I'd really want to go with that.
Yeah, exactly. Let me go to line two. Hello. Then we have Holly standing by, too. Holly, I'm going to get right to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. It's Francine.
Hi, Francine.
Hi. So listen, I sent you a link the other day, and I want to talk about it real quick. It's to the AmericasFrontlineDoctors.org, and they have a new documentary they put out. Oops. Actually, it just started to play. I didn't mean to do that. Okay. Anyways, it's a really good presentation discussing the transgender attack on our children. Mm-hmm. You know, essentially is what it comes down to. It talks about the psychology, and she's got four different doctors.
And this is the frontline doctors that are getting involved with this.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, and Dr. Simone Gold is the one that put this together. It's excellent. It's an excellent, excellent documentary. It comes right up on the first page. The film is called What is a Doctor? And it's one of those things that you, if we could, you can get people that think, you know, this is a good thing to do, you can get any of them to watch this, I think it will give them at least second thoughts.
What is a Doctor? Thank you for the recommendation. All right. 770-5633. Holly, you have been holding on. And now that I think we probably cleared up this this bathroom thing in Grants Pass, from the sounds of it, you wanted to...
A lot of crazy stuff going on in Grants Pass right now. This election is one of them. And everything is kind of ass backwards. You start with these wild allegations made against John West. And, you know, the people who did it were choreographed it very well over a holiday, which made it very difficult to get the voters out.
That, sure.
You know, so they did a good job with that kind of thing.
Yeah, it would be like doing a recall recall election in the summer, middle of summer, too, during the stupid summertime thing when everybody's on vacation and gone. You know, that kind of thing. Same sort of deal.
Right.
Sure.
Well, and they did a lot of the same things they're doing with Trump. So they started with a bunch of ethics violations. They had several people filing, and I think there were like 17 of them. Zero of them. They've all been dismissed. None mm-hmm. of them had any merit whatsoever. So you start with that kind of thing to make him look really bad. You make a list of it. It was allowed to go on the ballot, all these different grievances that that are going to go on the ballot. Well, interesting, the thing that's asked backwards about it is that he sued petitioner Lily Morgan immediately when he saw what she was putting out because, you know, his belief and the belief of most of us are that they were not correct. They were not true. And so he is suing. But the funny thing about it is that the court case, the recall happens before the court case. So you get the recall, and then the judge decided when they were contesting the count of the ballots, the way the ballots were counted.
Yeah, the signatures, the way that was done. Yeah.
Yeah, the signature count. I'm sorry. When mm-hmm. they contested that. The judge said, well, we're going to take a look at that after the election. So everything's backwards. I mean,
nothing about trying to stop damage from being done to the system, but just, okay.
So what may easily happen, you're going to get a situation where they're probably going to find out when they go to court against Lily Morgan and hopefully others, when they go to court against that, they're going to find out that a lot of those things were not true. They were allowed to be put on the ballot. People who were looking at what was on the ballot are going, oh, my gosh, this is terrible. So you have all this information that's incorrect. It's absolutely nuts. And what's happening now that's really upsetting to me is in writing and verbally, you have citizens in the community contacting the new commissioners who are going to be choosing the third commissioner to replace John West, and they're threatening them. They're saying, look, if you don't do what the community asks you to do, we are going to do exactly the same thing. We're going to recall you. So the first thing we want you to do is we want you to choose this person or that person. They're naming these people, and most of them are people that couldn't get elected themselves. They were losers in the election, but they're now putting them forward saying, you know, we demand that you put those people in, or we are going to start the process of recalling you. In writing and verbally. It's unbelievable.
That's really interesting. You know what I would do if I were the county commission at this point? I'd just appoint John West.
Well, that's illegal.
You can't do that, huh? All right. No, you know, there's a part of me that would like to say, all right, you have this this minority of it, and you had a distorted. I think distorted is would be a kind way of putting the recall petition. And by the way, I have no dog in this fight. All right, I'm just talking about what I observed. You know, going on with this this recall.
Well, it's actually hideous, and I had the clerk contact me, and this is in writing also, and she said, wow, I'm getting an unprecedented amount of people that want to change their vote. So what happened is you had some Republicans calling out, and what I'm hearing is that they were suggesting that they were the Republican Party telling everybody to vote yes.
Yeah, and that was I don't know if it's an illegal thing, because probably what you had is that you had Republicans. Yes, I'm a Republican, and I'm calling you to tell you to recall John West, most likely because they may be a Republican, true, but it is not the Republican Party's position, right?
So then we have citizens now going crazy, coming into the office. How do we change how do we change our vote? That happened prior to the election. There were tons of people doing that, and even to the point where the clerk contacted me and said, you know, you've got to tell people when they come in that once they voted, they can't change their vote. You know, you could get a different ballot. If you never got a ballot, you can get a ballot. But, that's a mess. The whole thing is such a mess. And, you know, so now what will happen is Lily Morgan has been sued. She's been served. And so all of this will go to court, and it'll be incumbent upon her because you can't.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know how successful these kind of suits are going to be, though.
Let me explain something. That one of the laws is that if you do a recall, you cannot put anything into the recall ballot that is not true. That is not true. And so there are quite a few different things that are not true.
So it's going to be up to the judicial system to decide what is truth, though.
A lot of it is just obviously not true. And I think, an example, Pike Fork, you know, the water.
The water source for the Williams community claim. It's like, correct. Oh, come on.
The water master says that's absolutely incorrect. So there are all these things that are not true. So when you put not true things in, and then you also put those in the ballot, right on the ballot. I mean, when we got our ballots, we all went, holy smoke, because they put all those down and they didn't allow for the contesting of any of those points. And that's what really upset many of the citizens. And citizens are now enraged about this. You cannot believe how mad people are about how this went at this point. Because many people didn't realize, you know, people are low information people. They didn't know what's really going on. They do things quickly or not at all. And if they didn't respond, like a lot of people say, I'm not going to vote against John West. They just, you know, tossed their ballot aside. They didn't realize that they needed to put a no vote down or it would go through. And that's exactly what happened. Low voter turnout. So now the citizens are totally infuriated. And as they're infuriated, they're reading these things on Facebook where different citizens are saying, okay, now you've got to put this person and that person in. We're requiring you to do this and that, or you're going to be the next one recalled. It's insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is why I was against the recall, and I'm against most recalls, actually. That better be egregious behavior to warrant a recall, but we'll discuss that another time. Thanks for the update there, Holly. Always appreciate it. Okay. Thank you. 8:47. May not be the last we hear about all this stuff, huh? I guess at this point, it's into court for a lot of folks, I guess.
Life's busy.
News Talk 106.3 KMED. And you're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
Been a lot of serious talk here. Local stuff. Of course, I think we can figure out that we don't have problems with cameras in the bathroom. At least I don't believe so. In spite of the anonymous letters and the breathless pictures being taken everywhere. But we need a dad joke. A dad joke of the day. Palate cleanser, all right? And, okay, here we got. Here's the dad joke. Termite walks into a bar and says, is the bartender here? I love that one. You know who submitted that one? Francine. That's the dad joke of the day. And that is sponsored by the Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way off Sage Road in Medford. You got a better one than Francine contributed? That made me laugh. Just visit twodogsfab.com. Email it to them. Maybe you'll hear it on my show some morning. And by the way, Two Dogs Fabricating is Southern Oregon's exclusive North Star dealer. And if they don't have the perfect flatbed for you, Two Dogs will actually build you a custom flatbed made to your specs. Okay? TwoDogsFab.com. 9 before 9, we have Ranger here. Good morning, Ranger. What's on your mind?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
With all this notoriety that this gentleman is gaining, if he would rerun again for the same office, I think he would win easily.
Oh, you're talking about Commissioner West, John West,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Well, he could certainly run again. He could do that. I don't know when the next, well, we have, it's like a 2-year cycle, so it'd be a couple of years before he could run again.
Well, I think it would be, I think it'd be a great comeback and show the Democrats that playing dirty doesn't win.
Well, it'd be kind of a Trumpian return, right? Kind of like the Donald Trump.
I think it's a great idea.
All right, I appreciate the call, Ranger. Let me go to Tracy. Tracy is in Mount Vernon. Hello, Tracy. How you doing?
Good morning. First of all, can you hear me okay? I'm on a marginal cell connection here.
I certainly can hear you just fine. Go ahead, Tracy.
I will not move an inch.
All right.
Well, I'm going to keep it local for you folks.
Okay.
Earlier this week, or maybe it was last week, you discussed the Table Rock and Native tribes gaining some land there.
Yeah, the Siletz tribe has purchased about 2,000 acres of private land. And bringing it back in, they're not sure what they're going to do with it. Of course, we're kind of making the assumption, it could be some type of facility. You never know. Hard to say.
Casino.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, casino. So anyway, most of your folks already know this, but for those who don't, the Table Rocks themselves are all locked up by the Nature Conservancy, the Oregon Nature Conservancy.
Right.
In fact, they had signed a memorandum with the Confederated Tribes of the Grand Ronde. That's not the Siletz Nation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Grand Ronde to the north, and along with BLM. So any involvement in the actual Table Rocks is that has to go before the Grand Ronde tribe as well. So the area is very sensitive, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's up there on the Table Rocks is a FAA VORTAC, which is a kind of a direction supporting system.
Yeah, you can see the if you go up there to the very top of that one, I've hiked by it before. It kind of looks like a big giant tiddlywink, you know?
Exactly. And that's all that's up there. You can't put any other commercial antennas up there, power poles, that's about it. It's locked down. So the Siletz tribe will have to go through, despite having, you know, the tribal rights, I'm sure Nature Conservancy will get on them and the BLM as well. To come to some sort of very nature-centric solution. So that's the local story. Still there? We got one more quickie for you.
I'm still here. Go ahead, Tracy.
All right. So we've got I've been fascinated by the reports of the UFOs over the Northwest, particularly that flight flurry here last week involving the medevac flight coming from Aurora down to North Bend, and then they turned around and went back. Anyway, there's a fascinating video on YouTube by a fellow named Tim Vasquez's Forecast Lab, and he's just basically has all the ADB, the automatic direction beaconing, you know, tells you what flight level the flight is
mm-hmm.
at. And,
what's he seeing? Do you know?
And then the chatter from Seattle Center, you know, the regional air control.
Well, Tracy, are there any conclusions that you can just share briefly in about 20 seconds.
No, there isn't, but it's just fascinating. The pilot chatter, this stuff is so moving, such radical movements that it's kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 50,000, 13,000, whatever.
What do you think? Are we being prepped for something? What do you think?
I have no clue. It's scary, and I would just like to have an answer. And it's just open up the books and just show us what's going on.
Fair enough. Appreciate the call. You take care over Mount Vernon. It's 8:55 and change, KMED, 99.3 KBXG. You know, in spite of all the tumult and everything else which is going on right now, battles over the budget, and I know that the markets have not been reacting too kindly to the volatility, but, you know, that's why you always have a little physical gold and silver tucked away if you want. And it's been staying pretty much at its high level. Yeah, up $25 one day, down another $25 the other. I don't know what happened when the stock market did a little dump in the diapers the other day. But the thing is, physical gold and silver is there to protect wealth for the long term. Hopefully we never need to be able to have to use it for that, but it's good to have some of your wealth in that. All right? Talk to Jay Austin and Company, gold and silver buyers in Ashland and Grants Pass. These are good people. One of my longest term sponsors that we've had here. And there's a good reason why this. They believe in talk radio. They believe in communicating with you. And they're the types of people that if you're looking for physical gold and silver, they're there to help you too. 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. Whether you're looking to sell at the high levels or maybe just stack a little bit more. I'm kind of a stacker myself, but one way or the other, they'll help you. The recognized experts, Jay Austin and Company, Ashland and Grants Pass. FortuneReserve.com.
Is the homemade potato salad as good as mom's? Maybe. Bring mom for a trial sample to Diner 62. American Rancher Garage,
United in Service. Hi, this is Dwayne Barkley, owner at American Rancher.
8:58 and change, and I posed the question earlier because, like I said, there's been this, the media have been getting copies of all of this talking about cameras in the bathroom and not happening. And I didn't think that made sense to me, but that's why I put it out to the Southern Oregon jury. And we have Kalen who writes me this morning saying, hey, thanks for all that you do in the community. Bill, there are no cameras in these public restrooms. It is an infrared motion sensor that activates the blue light, which supposedly makes it more difficult for the drug addicts to see their veins while attempting to shoot up. Makes a lot of sense, and thank you very much for that, Kalen, and we will talk more on Monday. See you then.